You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill. This is Coogan Cassis for IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. I'm delighted to be joined by the savage Alan Babbage.
Let's go, Coogan! Team Coogan Cassis for life. Let's go, brother. I hear you.
Are you at a concert in Croatia?
No, it's my hometown of Rovinj. No, it's the most beautiful town in the world. I'm just chilling, you know, until I saw your interview.
Are you referring to my interview with Filip Hrgović?
No, with the cube.
What does this cube mean? What does that mean?
With the deep shit idiot cube.
Oh, I didn't know what that meant.
Because his head is like square head, you know. That's why we in Croatia call him Kocka. That means the cube.
Okay. Well, you learn something new every day. How are you, first of all?
Oh, very good, bro. I was just trying to rest for these past 2 weeks. But resting is not for me, you know. I can't even sleep straight. You know? I need chaos. I need training. You know? And this Monday, I'm starting my camp with my savage army, you know, we're going to run like in 5 in the morning and we're going to run next to Cube's house, shouting and stuff, you know. It's going to be hell. Can't wait, bro. Can't wait.
Okay, let's jump straight into it. Obviously, off the back of my interview yesterday with Filip Hrgović and also Nisa Sauerland, obviously the first topic of conversation was the fact that Luis Ortiz had declined the chance to take the IBF eliminator. Obviously, the subject of yourself came up. Some interesting comments. He says if he fights you, that winner takes all. That's the way that he would want to fight you.
Ah, God. He's such an idiot. He doesn't know what that means. I would fight him, of course, winner takes all. Vino takes the life. I can do that. I can do it better. Fuck him, bro. He doesn't know. He's not about that life. You know, everybody is making funny comments about him right now because of your interview. So thank you for that. They think he is a white Kimbo Slice.
I don't think it wasn't in my interview, but I think he's done another interview, hasn't he? Where he was talking about fighting you in a street fight.
Yeah. That's the best shit I ever heard in my life. He was never on the streets. He was never in his life. He doesn't know that life. He's not about that life, you know.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. He just doesn't know. He's such a stupid retard. And I want to accept that invitation to a street fight, but I can't because he blocked me on Instagram. He blocked me on Instagram, bro. What street fight does he talk about? Kimbo Slice didn't block nobody. Huh?
Why has he blocked you on Instagram then? You must have said something, obviously.
Because he's a shithead. He's a coward. He's scared. I was sending him messages all the time. I was like this. You're going to kill me. Ah, you're going to snap my neck. Ah. And you get to look at it every day. So, yeah, I sent him some videos, some messages, some love notes from the Savage, but he never replied, you know, because he's Hrgović, dude.
Alan, I think obviously, listen, I know he was talking about this winner takes all. We know realistically, if you fight Filip Hrgović, you both are going to get paid. So that's not going to happen, that winner takes all. We know that's very unrealistic for that to happen. But how does this fight happen? Have you got to keep winning? How does this fight have to happen?
Because, listen, this is the biggest fight in Croatian history, bro. We are nobodies. I'm nobody. He is nobody. It's for the whole country. Do you understand that? We never had a rivalry. It's the biggest fight, and we can bring matchroom to Croatia, to a stadium, bro. Everybody loves boxing here. We are a boxing country. Very tough and boxing country. So we have a chance to do that. And he is acting like a fucking idiot. He doesn't understand it. Because he's stupid. Somebody has to tell him what he can do. We can put our names in history books for Croatia. Fuck everything. He talks about money and stuff. Bro, what the fuck? You're scared little rat. Don't talk about money. That's it. You know, so we have a chance to do something big. for a cold country, believe me, it's big. Me and Hrgović are very big in Croatia. I can say that now. Everybody on the streets asking about that fight. So let's just make it on a stadium, in Polju Split, or Zagreb Maksimir, or Pula Arena. Let's make it. I'm all in for it. But he runs away for the last 2 years. I've been calling his name. How many years have I been calling his name? And he's like, nobody wants to fight me, you fucking idiot. I'm here all the time. I'm top 40 in the world with heavyweights, not even my weight. He's top 30. So what? It's like 10 places difference. And he fights guys that are like 200 plus. My opponents are better than his. You have it you can put it on the paper. My opponents are better. I finished better Tom little earlier than he did. I finished Molina much earlier than he did. So what? What the fuck are you talking about? Nobody wants to fight you.
Alan, one of the questions I did ask him was whether he was impressed at all with anything that he'd seen from you. He kind of almost laughed the response off. I'm sure you would have seen that.
Well, I didn't saw it, but I believe he did, because he's just like that, you know. He thinks he's something special. His career was catastrophic. Did you saw the opponents he fought last three fights? Did you saw that, bro? They were like 250-something on boxers, 300-something. It was fucking disgrace. He's a disgrace for boxing. He should be idol to me. He's an Olympic medalist. You know, I want him to be an idol to all of us. But he's not. He's totally open. He's ruining boxing in Croatia. Me, as a bouncer, gotta step in and make something good for Croatian boxing, because he doesn't know what boxing is. He doesn't know probably who Roberto Duran was, though. It's that bad. I'm telling you, it's that bad. Doesn't know shit about boxing. Yet. You know, old Mayweather. I know shit about boxing. Shut your fucking mouth. And never listen on the street. Never call out a guy who is right. You know, how can I say? Honestly, he is wrong. You know, and I'm right. Don't challenge me, bro. Don't challenge me. Don't challenge the right guy. You know, it's not going to end well. You know, I just got... My blood starts pumping, bro. I can't even talk.
Okay, so let's talk about next for you. Obviously, that fight next for you is probably unrealistic. Listen, if it happens this year, I'm sure everyone, obviously, not just in Croatia, would take a keen interest in that. But for you, when are you looking to get out next? Obviously, you've just fought in December.
Yeah, but listen, me and Dillian talk with my team, and we're going to go bridgeweight and cruiserweight for now, you know. I had my fun in heavyweights, and listen, the line is too big. When will I get a shot? Never. You know, Dillian White is waiting his shot for how long? 3 years, 2 years. So I want to go to bridgeweight and cruiserweight. So I want to go to my natural weight, and I'm going to make I'm going to make something in that category, you know. Much, much bigger than in heavyweights. But I know that. Listen, I'm real. He didn't fight nobody I fought. So we fought the same guys. And he's calling out Joseph Parker. Who the fuck are you to call out Joseph Parker? Who the fuck told you can do that? Joseph Parker was a world champion. You're nothing. You didn't fight nobody. Who the fuck is he to call out Joseph Parker?
But I think the talk of Joseph Parker came about because he was next in line after Luis Ortiz. So...
I don't know that line, but who did he beat to get in the line? Who did he beat to get in that line? Why am I not in that line? Tell me how this works, because obviously I don't know. Dillian doesn't know, obviously. Why is he in the line? Who did he fought? Tell me one guy he beat. Come on, I'm challenging you. Tell me one guy he beat. Tell me the guy. Tell me the last opponent. Tell me his name.
I can't remember the last opponent that he fought.
Listen, opponent before that, tell me his name.
I can't think of the guy's name, but he has maneuvered himself into the situation where he's going to fight somebody.
Yeah, I know, but how? How did he get there?
I don't know.
Well, fuck him, bro. Fuck you, Gregory. How the fuck did you get there? Fuck you, you know? That's what I'm saying. Everybody's like, oh, he's this. But why is he this and that? Who gave him that shots? Bro, there's something weird going on there. There's something weird. You don't know a single opponent of his. And he's supposed to fight Joseph Parker. No, bro. Fuck you.
Let me ask you a question, which is obviously a question that I did ask to Philip yesterday. Let's take you aside for the moment. Do you regard Hrgović as an avoided heavyweight?
What? I didn't hear you.
Do you regard Hrgović as an avoided heavyweight? Is he avoided in heavyweight boxing?
No, of course not. Of course not. Listen to this. He called name of Luis Ortiz. 10 days after Luis Ortiz had a fight, he calls out Joseph Parker 2 weeks after he had a war with Chisora. Who the fuck does he think he is? He just keep calling out these guys who are in no way or shape or form to fight him that day. And they don't care. That doesn't mean he's like most avoided guy. It just means he's shit. He just called them out on his own will. The world doesn't function like that, bro. Nobody needs to listen to you, you're a fucking idiot. Nobody needs to listen to you. Why would somebody have to do what Hrgović said? He should shut up and wait for somebody to call him out. Why does he keep calling out these guys? They're not in a shape to fight.
Alan, can I just say one thing, though? He was obviously, the talk of him and Luis Ortiz and Parker came about because the IBF had obviously called for that fight between Luis Ortiz and Filip Hrgović, first of all. So it's not a case of him calling someone out as such as...
I know, I just don't know how he got that opportunity. I'm asking you that, you can't answer me.
I don't know after all these years specifically how...
He beat Raidel Booker, what? He beat Raidel Booker and now he goes on Tyson Fury. So fuck you, bro. Of course they're going to say no. Fuck you, bro. I will say fuck you if I'm Joe Parker. If I'm Joe Parker, my dearest of friends. I will say fuck you, bro. Who the fuck are you to call me out? Fuck you. Fuck IPF. Fuck everybody. Who the fuck are you to call me out? Go fight somebody, right? I've been calling him out for the last 2 years. I'm the best ranked guy he ever had in his life. And I'm obviously a small cake for him. Why don't you beat me then? Why don't you make a spectacle in Croatia? Why don't you knock me out? Why, bro? I want to be knocked out. In Croatia, bro, in front of 30,000 people, everybody would come. Everybody knows that, especially in Croatia. This is a fight for the country. Why? Because he's scared, bro. He's a little pussy. He's scared. That's why.
Okay. Well, listen. We're at the start of 2022. Let's see how this year plans out. Like I said, but just from a fan perspective, would we like to see you and Filip Hrgović fight? Yes. Yes.
Yeah, but listen, we talked about it a year ago, didn't we, brother? Didn't we? He did nothing towards it. I am the one doing all the shots. I am the one calling. And now he said he offered me fight. What the fuck, bro? This is fucking ridiculous. I've been calling for that fight for the last 2 years. And now he's like, I offered him. What the fuck is he talking about? These guys are crazy, bro. Something is wrong. And I'm going to find out what. Because I don't fucking care about them, bro. I'm going to smack them all. Fuck off. Back to your house. So it's something fucking fishy is going on. And I'm going to be an inspector. I'm going to be like that a guy, you know, a detective. What the fuck did you do, bro?
Okay. Did you have a good Christmas and New Year?
Yeah, but it was good. I tried to rest, but I just can't. You see, everybody calling me out and stuff, and they don't even let me rest for one day. But I don't need rest. It's okay. I dedicate my life to boxing. And for the next 6 years I have left, 6-7 years in pro boxing, I'm all in. I'm all in, bro. Monday I start training, and I'm back. I'm pumping. I'm ready. My last fight was horrendous. It was shit. I was shit. But that was my fourth fight in 5 months, and I had COVID and everything. So all of that is gone. You're going to see me at my best. You're going to see me at my best, like I was with Little, with Molina, with everybody. So you're going to see me at my best when I return.
Alan, just before I let you go, what, any thoughts on this situation regarding Dillian White and Tyson Fury?
Yeah, listen, it's not good what they do to my guy, you know, to my guy Gidillian. They're not. I don't want to curse no more, you know. I gotta go home and step out.
59 times.
I would step out because I feel for Dillian. You know? He's been waiting in that line for so long. And now this Khan Hrgović comes and he wants to get over the line. But Dillian is there, bro. He should get the chance. And this fucking idiot wants to fight for the world champion. But this guy is waiting for 3 years. He's been mandatory for 2 years. How many? I don't even know. I just get upset when I'm talking about it. I just, listen, they say 80-20. I just said in the fight, in the boxing ring with Dillian, nobody's 80-20. So whatever the splits are in that ring with Dillian, everybody's 50-50. He can knock you out with every punch he throws. That's the only thing I gotta say, because everything else will be swearing and calling out organizations and all that stuff.
All right. Well, listen, I appreciate your time, taking time out of your day to talk to me and IFL TV. I'm sure we're going to catch up in the coming month. So I'll let you get back to the concert behind you, I think.
Thank you, Robert. Listen, thank
it's
you for
about
letting
to come on.
Me.
Look,
thank
behind
you for
me.
Hearing
come
my
on.
Side. You know, thank you for listening to my side. You know, nobody does this today. But you are all my guys. You know, you're all Savage Army. He doesn't know that, but you're all Savage Army, man. And thank you for calling me, brother.
No problem. Alan Babbage, thank you very much for talking to IFL TV. We'll catch up with you again soon.
Thank you, brother. Love you. I love you, brother. I love you.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.